This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about how to make a narcissist value you. So many people want to know how they can get the narcissist, you know, to be interested in them or to care about them or something like this. In order to make a narcissist value you, okay, there's only one way, all right? First of all, narcissists, you know, their interest is all over the place. They're always looking for the next best thing. But in order to make a narcissist really value you, you have to be a need of the narcissist. And you've got to be, you know, you've got to be somebody that they can't replace. Basically, it comes to that. Because if a narcissist can replace you, then they won't care. And this is exactly what's going on in today's society. You know, somebody put a comment on the post and they said the problem with the society today, you know, and we talked about why are there so many narcissists today? And I said, well, you know, we live in an immoral society. And they said, well, also because of technology and the internet and social media. And I said, yeah, that's exactly it. That's part of the answer. But what it really comes down to is that it's all about supply and demand, you guys. Supply and demand. You know, when something is scarce, it becomes valuable. Diamonds are valuable because they're scarce. Water is not valuable because in general, you can get water anywhere from any faucet, any lake, anywhere you can get water pretty much, all right? So things that are rare become valuable. And it's the same thing with a narcissist mindset. They value things that they can't get anywhere else, all right? So in other words, if you are somebody that has a lot to offer the narcissist, maybe you have money, maybe you live in a beautiful home, maybe you have a lot of things, you know, that the narcissist sees and wants, you're going to become valuable to that narcissist if they know they can't find it anywhere else. Then you're going to see a narcissist that puts a lot of work into trying to earn you and, you know, try to get in on that gravy train. But they're not valuing you per se. They're valuing what you have to offer, okay? So a narcissist values something that, number one, they need, like they say all the time, well, a narcissist needs you. A narcissist needs you. This is the misconception that's out there that a lot of influencers talk about. They always say, oh, well, narcissists need, you know, the narcissist needs you. The narcissist doesn't need you specifically if they can get supply somewhere else. What the narcissist needs is supply, something to make them feel good, or something to, you know, elevate their image, to make them feel good and to, you know, nurture that fragile, insecure ego that they have. That's why, you know, they like, you know, they're worried about image. When you think about narcissists, understand this, they're worried about their image. And this is why they fluctuate to where the money is. They like to be associated with people that have money because they want a piece of that gravy train, or they're worried about their image. They want people to think that they're like these other people. They're prominent. They value people by two things, two ways they value people. One is how rich you are, how much money you have, and also by your looks. So narcissists are very materialistic. They're very superficial. They don't value somebody with a kind, genuine heart unless they feel that they can manipulate that person for some supply that that person has, okay? So in order for a narcissist to value you, you have to be a need of that narcissist. The narcissist has to need you for something. And what people don't realize, okay, and this happens all the time, and especially like you see it in families where there's ganging up on people, when, you know, you're the scapegoat or the main narcissist has it in for you, that main narcissist doesn't care because they're getting their supply from the flying monkeys. See, the flying monkeys and the outside supporters of the narcissist sometimes give that narcissist the supply they need, so they feel they don't need you or they don't need to value you because they have other people that they could run to that will support the narcissist, maybe help them financially, maybe just inflate their ego, maybe offer them something. So if that narcissist has other options, okay, it's the same thing with the dating apps or the narcissist that's jumping around on social media looking for supply, whether it's sex, money, place to live, or just ego petting. If that narcissist can get it from multiple options, then they are not going to value you, okay? So in order for a narcissist to value you, you have to have something that they need. Okay, something that they want, something that they need, that they feel they can't get anywhere else, all right? And this is the thing with narcissists, though. Even if they have somebody that's a good person, that has a lot to offer them, they always think there's something better out there. They're never happy, never satisfied, and they always get bored. This is why they lose good people. And later on, what do you think happens to that narcissist? As the narcissist gets older, they have less and less options. So, and they burn bridges along the way. So what happens to a narcissist later on is they're going to cling to whoever they can cling to because they're not going to be able to get that supply because as you get older, you know, you have less options to offer somebody in a lot of cases unless you have money. When you have money, it's a whole nother ball game because you could always, you know, there's always people around, you know, gold diggers trying to get the money of the narcissist so the narcissist can manipulate the supply by, you know, offering them money or something like that. But in general, as a narcissist gets older, you know, they're going to have to settle for what's ever around. And again, they're not going to be happy. They're not going to be happy. And people say all the time, well, does the narcissist ever regret losing you? What the narcissist regrets is not losing you, but what you had to offer. What the narcissist regrets is the fact that they didn't manipulate you better to get whatever they could get out of you. It's not that they regret losing you because they loved you, because a narcissist, they can't love, all right? Because love takes sacrifice and love takes vulnerability. So, you know, everything with a narcissist is transactional. What can you offer me, all right? So when a narcissist needs you for something, and also needs could be as far as favors. Maybe that narcissist needs you for something as far as favors, maybe helping you out with their children or helping them out, you know, with whatever they need. They will value you more than if you weren't an asset to them. So you have to be, in order for the narcissist to have some kind of value on you, you have to be, that narcissist has to need you, and you have to be somebody that they can't replace. And they may, here's the thing with a narcissist though, you got to understand something. The value that a narcissist puts on somebody is usually temporary, okay? It's like when you get back and a narcissist makes you promises, oh, things are going to be different, oh, I really love you, oh, I'm going to change. They make a million promises to try to get back with you. That narcissist never changes permanently. What they do is they change temporarily. And why is that? Because that is not their basic nature. The basic nature of the narcissist, their basic core character, always will come out in the end, okay? And people say, well, why do they treat you twice as bad when you give them another chance? You would think that they would treat you nice if you went back to them. Because your value goes down to zero when you take that narcissist back. When you take a narcissist back, automatically that narcissist feels you're desperate. You're taking them back after they violated you. They violated your boundaries. They did something to you. So automatically, the narcissist's perception of you goes down because now they see that you didn't move on to somebody else. So you must need them. That's why you're getting back to them, because you must need them. So what does that do? That boosts the narcissist's ego and they look at you in a lower way, okay? And they also, when they get back with you, they don't change, you guys. Narcissists don't change, but what they do is they manipulate better to fool people that they have changed. That's all part of the game. When you're dealing with a narcissist, they're not delusional, but what they are deceivers and connivers that play game. Life is a game to them to, you know, acquire different things that they want, to feed their ego, to get material things, to get money, to get sex. It's a game. Everything's a game. How to connive and how to fool. That's what it's really all about. The other way that I want to bring up to you is this, besides all of this. If you want a narcissist to value you, then don't kiss their ass, okay? Because a narcissist loves the chase. They always want something they can't have because they love a challenge. So if you're somebody that sits there and you're like, oh, you know, if I really treat them nice and I go out of my way for them, they're going to value me. No, they're going to look at you even worse. The more you do for a narcissist, the more they think you're a sucker and you're desperate. I'm sorry to tell you that, but that's how they view you, all right? So, believe it or not, narcissists respect people that treat them like shit. I've seen it, all right? The people that treat them like shit, they have more respect for them than the person that's being really, really nice and going out of their way for them, okay? Because they feel like, okay, this person must be somebody if they're not putting up with the narcissist shit or they're calling them out on their shit. Not that they can necessarily be in a relationship with somebody like that, because a narcissist wants to do what they want to do. And if they're met with a certain amount of resistance, they're not going to bother with somebody that has strong boundaries. But if it's like an acquaintance or somebody that they know, they'll have respect for people that don't kiss their ass, all right? So the thing is this, you know, if you want a narcissist to value you, you've got to hold your self-confidence and respect to yourself and not go chasing that narcissist. If they're not calling you or you're dealing with a covert narcissist that doesn't acknowledge you or dismisses you or makes like they don't hear you, you don't deal with somebody like that, all right? You just don't deal with somebody like that and you step away from it because they're deliberately trying to put you down, all right? So if you want somebody to value you, you pretty much have to let them know that you're not somebody to be played with, because they'll value you for the fact that you respect yourself. You're not putting up with their shit, all right? And, you know, that's why a lot of these women that go after these bad boys, who a lot of them are narcissistic and, you know, they're playboys or they're cheaters or they're players or anything like that, it's a challenge for these women to go for these bad boys, but what they don't realize is they're not going to go anywhere with these guys. They're going to use and abuse them. This is what happens. So, you know, but they love the chase. They love the chase of trying to get them. And that's exactly what these narcissists do. They try to make you chase them. All right. So the less you chase somebody, the more they're going to value you if they want something out of you. But they got to want something out of you, all right? So, you guys, it's like this. You know, the way society is today, the problem is There's too much supply out there in the dating and relationship marketplace, okay? You've got dating apps. You've got Inbox. You've got Instagram Inbox. You've got Snapchat. You've got WhatsApp. You've got Facebook Messenger. You've got TikTok Inbox. You've got other ways that people meet each other. You have Discord. You have a million chat sites. So it's so easy to connect with supply today that rather than put in the work with somebody, they rather just look for somebody else and see who will chase them. And this is how a narcissist tests you. They will see who likes their pictures the most on social media. And I actually had a woman talk about this where she was talking about her ex that he told her actually he would look to see who liked and commented on his pictures the most. And those were the ones that he would hit up, okay? Because he knew that they were thirsty for him. So that's what happens. You know, they have an abundance of supply out there, ways to connect, and they don't have to put up with you, okay? They don't have to put up with you. See, before social media, it was harder. You had to meet people in person or meet them in their job, and you had to, you know, meet them face to face, and you had less, you know, long distance connections and availabilities and everything like that. So this is what's going on. There's so much supply. So when there's so much supply, guess what? The narcissists are running with it, okay? They're running with it. And guess what? They don't value you. And this is what's happening to a lot of married couples that break up or people in, you know, long relationships. There's so much temptation and supply out there. Guess what? They're not valuing their wife or husband at home because they're having fun online chatting with these people. And they think that the grass is greener. But what they don't realize is that they don't live with that person. They don't see the ugly side of these people. Because you're not going to really know somebody unless you've lived with them and you've seen their ugly side. You see them when they're rolling out of bed tired. You see them when they're angry, mad, depressed, things aren't going well. That's how you're going to really know what somebody's about. But what they're seeing is supply on the surface with photoshopped pictures that make people look good, and they're living in a fantasy. They're living in a fantasy, and a lot of them are sexually driven, just having online affairs. Sometimes they take it to the next level and they go in person. But what they're doing is they're jeopardizing their marriages and their relationships, thinking that there's something better out there. And this is exactly what I mean when I say the narcissist, you know, they get what they want and satisfy their needs for the short-term pleasures. They win in the short-term game, but in the long game of life, they lose. They lose because they give up the stability of a relationship, a long-term relationship, and a marriage and children for some kind of fantasy that is out there that is not real. Because what are they doing? They're driven by lust. They're driven by the flesh. And this will be their destruction. And why is that? Because it will break up their relationship and their marriage. And what will happen to them? They'll end up in divorce court paying out thousands of dollars for lawyers. They'll be going back and forth and fighting with visitation with their partners for the children. Their children will disdain the narcissist when they get older because of what the narcissist did. So they will live with all of those ramifications of, you know, their lusting for other supply online later on. It will affect them later on, okay? Because when they get older, guess what? Their kids won't want to deal with them, won't want to know them. You know, they'll have less options, and their whole home life is broken up, paying out, splitting assets, And, you know, all they're doing is jumping around, having little instant fun of gratification. But the stability that they will need later on, and trust me when I tell you, when you get older, you need the stability of knowing somebody's there, because you won't have your health forever, okay? And you want to know that you're with somebody that's got your back when you can't, you know, you can't walk anymore, or you have health issues. And, you know, so many people have health issues as they get older, you know, that narcissist is not going to have anybody to really rely on except for whoever they settle with at the time. So this is what happens, you guys. But I went off on a tangent. The whole point of, you know, how to get a narcissist to value you, they only value you if you have something that they need. They need you, okay? You've got something that that narcissist needs. But rest assured, once they attain whatever they got from you, they'll go back to hating your guts, okay? They'll go back to hating your guts. Once that narcissist gets satisfied and getting all they can get out of you, they value you when they want something. And then when they have it, their interest goes down to zero again, and now they can't stand you, and now they're looking for something else again, because it's a no-win situation with a narcissist. These people don't appreciate shit, and this is why they will fall, okay? They will reap what they sow, because they don't appreciate the little things, or shall I say the big things in life. They don't appreciate certain things and certain people in life, and they will lose it. They will lose it, and they will hit a wall down the road, being lonely on their own, being bitter because they can't get the supply they used to get, all right, and just settling with whatever's around at the time, and, you know, pretty much being on their own, alone and bitter, unless they have money. That's another ball game, all right? But they don't value human beings. They're not humanitarians. Understand this. Narcissists are not humanitarian type of people. So, I mean, they could pretend it and pretend that they give to charities or pretend that they're religious, but that's all fake. It's a facade. Then most likely you're dealing with a communal narcissist that is doing that because they're trying to portray an image that they are a humanitarian type of person when in fact they aren't. They're just doing it. It's like somebody who gives to a charity but then posts that picture all over their Facebook so that people think, oh, look at them. They're so charitable. What they're doing is trying to portray that image. And this is what politicians do all the time, or other people in the public eye. They show that they're giving to this one or giving to that one, or the governor or any of them. They pretend that they're giving to these charities, and it's all a facade. It's all to get reelected, okay? It's all to manipulate, when in fact they're not humanitarians at all right? They're all about the money. So you guys, it's like this. Narcissists will, you know, if they do value you at all, it's a temporary value, all right? It's a temporary value to get whatever they need, because you have something that they can't get anywhere else, so they need you for some kind of support, all right? Then they'll value you. Like a narcissist may value the flying monkeys because they need those flying monkeys for their support. So they may value the flying monkeys. But if the flying monkeys ever go against them, they will hate them and will have a vengeance towards them if they ever turn their back on them, okay? Where they'll like smear them, or they'll freeze them out, or they'll silent treatment them or something to that. So you're only valuable to a narcissist if they need something out of you and you're of some use to them, but their value of you won't last long, okay? Won't last long. Once they get satisfied with whatever they got out of you, then their interest goes to zero and you go to zero. Your value goes to zero. So don't ever look for a narcissist to value you, because, you know, they don't. They just don't. The best thing to do is distance yourself from these people. It's a no-win situation. The narcissist will reap what they sow. That's the laws, the spiritual laws of life. Every evil deed will be seen, okay, and dealt with. And that's exactly what happens to the narcissist. But what you need to do is distance yourself from these type of demons, because they are demons. They're not about the truth. They're about lies. Their father is Satan. And, you know, you should not put yourself around deceptive people like that. They don't have love. They don't have kindness. And, you know, that's a red flag that you're dealing with a narcissist as well, because you won't feel that love. The only love that you get from a narcissist is in the very beginning, the love bombing stage, or if they're trying to hoover you back. And it's not even love. It's just manipulation. It's just flattery. It's just lovey-dovey bullshit talk. It's not love. Understand that. It's not love. It's manipulation and playing upon your emotions to make you think that they cared, when really they were just using you for whatever supply they wanted to get out of you. All right? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the I can't talk because I've been running all day, you guys. I'm sorry. Hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast. Have a great day, you guys. And, you know, just stay with people that care about you and show you they care over a period of time, all right? And stop worrying about having the narcissist value you. If they don't value you, goodbye and good luck. I don't need you in my life. I don't keep people in my life that don't value me, all right? And you shouldn't either, all right? Keep people that care and show you they care, not people that you got to beg them to value you. You distance yourself from them. The more you distance yourself from people like that, the more that they will care if you do distance yourself, because you're showing them that you have your power and, you know, you don't have to beg anybody to value you, okay? So have a great day. Please share the podcast, you guys. And don't forget to subscribe. Take care.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website, where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio, where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.
Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123, and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.